As the Delta variant spreads, why are some patients turning to unproven treatments like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin? Researchers can tell you a lot of drugs show promise in a petri dish or lab animals, then fail to work in humans. Think of all the times we hear about possible cures for cancers that worked on lab rats, but don't show the same promise for people. The sad reality of medical research is that 31% of drugs fail in phase 2 clinical trials, and more than 58% fail in phase 3. Both hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin showed some promise in the petri dish. Ivermectin, which is an antiparasitic drug, and hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria and autoimmune disease drug, appeared to prevent COVID-19 from replicating in cell cultures. But when it came to clinical trials, the results weren't as good. Hydroxychloroquine showed no benefit in large trials, while ivermectin trials have been so problematic, it's hard to figure out whether it works or not. Meanwhile, there is a treatment for COVID-19 that has performed well in clinical trials: monoclonal antibodies. In tests, antibodies reduced hospitalization by 70% in high-risk patients, and when someone was exposed, the treatment reduced risk of infection by 80%. The key is to get medical advice from a trusted professional, not social media. With The Why, I'm Brandi Smith.